Imagine living in a world where your deepest struggles remain unspoken, where half the population's battle with sexual temptation is barely acknowledged. For countless Christian women, this has been reality. Sexual desire isn't just a guy problem, it's a human experience. The revolutionary insight at the heart of sex is not the problem, lust is that sexual desire itself isn't sinful, it's God's beautiful gift. The problem emerges when desire becomes demand, when appreciation transforms into objectification, when God's boundaries are crossed in pursuit of satisfaction. This distinction liberates us from shame about being sexual beings while providing clarity about where the real battle lies. The journey towards sexual wholeness begins with understanding that our sexuality reflects God's creative nature. It's not something to suppress or fear, but to steward with wisdom and gratitude. Sexual temptation is a universal human challenge that transcends gender, relationship status, and age, though its expression varies between individuals. God's standard for sexual purity, not even a hint of sexual immorality, Ephesians 5:3, reveals our need for more than willpower. The battle isn't about destroying sexual desire, but redirecting it toward God's purposes. Sexuality and physical attraction are gifts from God that lust corrupts by demanding satisfaction outside his boundaries. Sexual desire isn't the enemy. It's part of being created in God's image. From Genesis to Song of Solomon, Scripture affirms sexuality as a divine gift meant for celebration within proper boundaries. Our sexuality reflects God's creative nature through our desire to create and sustain life. Rather than feeling ashamed of being sexual or trying to deny our humanity, we can appreciate our sexual nature as part of God's design. However, indulging every desire is sinful. Lust originates from within our hearts and, like a consuming fire, distorts relationships and destroys intimacy. Christians embrace sexuality by neither obeying every impulse nor denying sexual desires exist. When sexual thoughts arise, we must ask not, "How do I stop being attracted?" but "How do I honor God with this attraction?" This shift moves us from denial toward wholeness. Many women attempt to conquer lust through sheer willpower, creating elaborate systems of rules and accountability. While these tools can help, they misunderstand the nature of sanctification. Trying to overcome lust through human strength alone often leads to exhausting cycles of trying harder, failing, and doubling down. This legalistic approach attempts to add to Christ's finished work, seeking to relate to God through our efforts rather than Jesus's mediation. The gospel frees believers to fulfill their purpose, enjoying and glorifying God without earning his approval. The Holy Spirit guides believers between two dangers, legalism and sinful indulgence. Even good spiritual practices can become either legalistic burdens or be completely abandoned. Instead of asking, "What rules must I follow to be pure?" we should ask, "How can I respond to God's grace with grateful obedience?" The first leads to pride or despair, the second to humble dependence and growth. True transformation begins when we stop trying to save ourselves and trust the one who already has, letting his perfect love reshape our desires. Each woman has unique vulnerabilities to temptation. Comparing yourself to others can create false confidence about being above lust simply because your struggles differ. To identify your specific vulnerabilities, examine times of difficult sexual temptation, locations to avoid or limit, sources of temptation you struggle to resist. Major sins often start with smaller, unguarded compromises. Knowledge alone won't create change. Specific action is required, drawing on God's strength. Focus on one vulnerability initially rather than trying to address all at once. This prevents overwhelm and increases success. Daily prayer and sharing your plan with trusted friends provides accountability. Different women face different triggers, from romance novels creating unrealistic expectations to music evoking past relationships. Identifying your specific triggers allows for targeted strategies rather than generic rules. This framework succeeds through practicality, transforming abstract concepts of purity into concrete, personalized daily choices. Isolation intensifies temptation, while the Christian life thrives in community. God's design for spiritual growth includes intentional interdependence with other believers, acknowledging both our individual weakness and collective strength. Satan often targets those separated from community protection. We need others to speak truth against lies, pray during temptation, maintain hope in discouragement, and challenge our rationalizations. This principle echoes throughout Scripture, particularly in Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 and Hebrews 3:12-13. The local church must be central to our lives. Take comfort knowing you're not alone. About 30% of Christian women struggle with pornography or sexual addiction, yet pride often prevents many from seeking help, perpetuating shame cycles. Effective accountability goes beyond mere confession to genuine heart change and turning from sin. When confessing, balance two truths, sin's gravity and God's abundant grace. Focusing solely on guilt leads to despair rather than transformation. Choose accountability partners who demonstrate spiritual maturity, discretion, and wisdom. Keep groups small, 2 to 4 people, to preserve trust. This commitment to interdependence offers transformation that self-reliance cannot achieve. The key to overcoming lust lies not in resisting temptation, but in cultivating something better. The principle of sowing and reaping shapes our spiritual lives. Daily choices either sow to the flesh or to the spirit, yielding harvests of destruction or righteousness. Your current spiritual state reflects what you've sown previously. Small sinful indulgences lead to destructive harvests, while spiritual disciplines produce righteousness. Galatians 6:7-9 confirms this unchangeable principle. Our actions inevitably produce corresponding consequences. Communing with God through His Word, prayer, and self-examination is essential for sowing to the Spirit. Instead of fixating on overcoming lust, focus on knowing and worshiping God daily. Success demands a specific plan with dedicated time, place, and structure. Scripture serves as your reliable weapon, cutting through confusion, revealing wrong desires, and replacing false promises with God's truth. This approach transforms the bottle from a draining struggle into an energizing journey toward intimacy with God. Holiness grows through consistent daily choices, like crops that mature through months of faithful tending. The journey towards sexual wholeness isn't about what we're fighting against, but what we're fighting for. God's boundaries exist not to limit joy, but to protect it. He offers something infinitely better than lust's empty promises. Sexual desire finds its true fulfillment in covenant love that commits, sacrifices, and builds something lasting. This is God's story, where sexuality serves connection rather than consumption, where desire leads to commitment rather than exploitation, where pleasure exists within relationship rather than isolation. The path of lust promises freedom but delivers bondage, while the path of purity leads to true liberation. Your sexuality is too precious to waste on counterfeits. It deserves expression according to its Creator's wisdom. The journey won't be easy, but it will be worth it because God's way leads to life.